This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Over the past few decades, birth rates across the world have been falling, which means that while retirees are growing in number, the number of young working people is more or less flat. And that's a problem if you need those workers to, in some ways, help pay for the rising cost of aging. Joining me now to discuss what is sometimes described as a silver tsunami is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and host of tonight's Science Cafe discussion on this very topic, and that will take place at 6 at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So, David, what do we mean when we're talking about a silver tsunami?
You described it very well, actually, in the intro. It means too many people look like me. And not enough people look like my kids, frankly, to a certain extent. Silver is in hair. And it is, as you said, a function of falling birth rates. Throughout the developed world, and to a certain extent even in the developing world, women are having fewer children over the course of their life, and they're not having them as young in life and as early in life. And the result is that what we had come to sort of think of as the normal spread of ages in a society is changing. And also, people are living longer. Baby boomers like me are going to hang around for decades, sorry. The number of children coming in as old people die off is declining, and the old people aren't dying off as soon. So the net result is there's kind of becoming an imbalance from what we have expected in terms of percentages of old people versus percentages of young people.
Okay. Well, I should say first that we do like having you around, David.
So, okay, that's good. Yes. That's good.
But what you're describing seems to be like there are more and more older people who have, in some ways, a greater need for services, healthcare,
sure,
and whatnot. And there are fewer young people who are working, paying taxes to support those services. Ergo, we have a silver tsunami.
Right. And silver tsunami is the clever term. It's been around for actually a little while to describe it.
Right. We're not making that up.
We are not making that up. I have not copyrighted it, unfortunately.
So tell us, to what extent is a silver tsunami in effect here in New Hampshire?
Well, northern New England in general has actually been facing this issue for a while. Vermont, Maine, the population is actually declining. So many more people are dying than being born or moving into the state. Vermont is very close to that. New Hampshire is still growing a little bit, but we definitely are not keeping or attracting young adults that we'd like to. We're keeping too many people look like me. And there's a number of reasons for that, which is exactly why we're having a science cafe to discuss it.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other places other than northern New England that are really being hit hard by this?
All over the place. For us, it's a function of non-Hispanic whites. We're a very white area, and for whatever reason, non-Hispanic whites in the United States and in many parts of the world are not having as many children. But East Asia, Japan, of course, you've probably heard of Japan. Japan, the population is actually falling by a lot. And Japan's a very large country, but the population is falling by hundreds of thousands a year because so few people are being born. But South Korea is facing it. Even China, of all places, which is sort of like the population bomb, you know, poster child. They've been controlling the birth rate for so long that all of a sudden they're realizing they've got all these old people and not very many young people coming along, and their population might peak fairly soon.
There is, as you write in your column this week, though, David, one good thing about the decline in birth rates, and that's the environmental impact of having fewer people introduced into the general world population.
It's not a good thing. It's the good thing. It's the necessary thing. I mean, if this wasn't happening, we'd really be in trouble.
Meaning we'd run out of resources?
We'd run out of resources. Sure, the population bomb. I grew up with a population bomb. Everybody did. Oh, my gosh, we're gonna all be standing in the ocean soon because there's so many people. And this was absolutely necessary to give us any hope of surviving on the planet. So it's a very good thing, but it has many complicated and sometimes short-term bad repercussions, and that's what's interesting about it.
Well, David, thank you very much for coming in and chatting with me about it.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who will deliver a tsunami of geekiness tonight at 6 at the Science Cafe at the Draft Sports Bar in Concord.